Well, good evening to you all. So we start a new church year and a new season, the season of Advent. And we know that Advent is not Lent, but we wear the same colors, but there's something else we're supposed to be doing. And I don't think it's always all that clear. So I don't know if our readings will guide us, and I would suggest you let them guide you through the season. And they'll clarify what the purpose of the season is. Advent is about waiting. Not for the celebration of Christmas, but the coming of Christ. And perhaps it's not really our waiting so much, it is God's waiting for us to wake up, to realize that Christ is with us, to perceive his presence in our midst and in our lives. We speak of the three comings of Christ. The first coming, that one in history. The second, of course, what we call the second coming of Christ. And the third one is this personal coming of Christ into our lives, an invitation to be in relationship with God through Christ, a relationship, of course, of love. The first coming, the historical, well, that's a fact. It happened, right? He came, he was born, he lived, he died, he rose, and fulfilled the prophecy. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel. So Jesus came. Prophecy is fulfilled. There's not much we can do about the historical coming of Christ other than to believe and to see how it affects our life. The future coming, the second coming, well, that is an unknown in terms of when. Jesus himself tells us it's known not even to him, but only to the Father. So I guess we shouldn't really worry about it, although we should be prepared because it could happen at any time. But the real coming that we celebrate in this season of Advent is now. He is coming personally into our world, into our family, into our life. And that's very important. It depends on our cooperation. This is the one of the three that really involves us to do the preparation work, involves us to do the work that we call Advent. And also the prophet who spoke in the first reading says, I will be their God, I will love them and come to them. And that's what Advent is all about. God's desire to be with us, to be one with us, to be in relationship with us, and our sometimes failing to take advantage of opportunities. Maybe that's the key. Advent is an opportunity for us. Strengthened by our faith, then, in the other two comings of Christ, we focus in the third coming in this Advent season. Jesus cautions us, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. Does that sound like shopping days till Christmas? Don't be so busy that time slips up on us and by us. Be present to the now. Don't blink twice and discover that we're well into the new year and nothing has changed. There is so much to distract us, busy with all the traditions and social obligations of a holiday season. Advent is an invitation to prepare not just for the joys of Christmas, but renewed anticipation of his coming and a time of preparation for the moment of his arrival. Luke tells us people will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming. Might raise the question, is his coming good news or bad news? Huh? Here's what the prophet announced about the coming of the Messiah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. That's good news. The promise, though, of coming is essentially connected with justice. And so justice is a major theme of this season of Advent. Justice will be established so that all can live in peace and security. Justice is a necessary prerequisite for everything else. Without justice, peace is an illusion, a fantasy, and an unrealized dream. It is an important part of our Advent journey, then, to envision the demands of justice and to work towards that vision. The promises made in the readings of this day, peace and fulfillment, this is what Advent is about in our own lives. We may face sufferings or hardships, temptations, and certainly distractions, even sin. But God is with us, Emmanuel, and this is good news. Our response is an Advent way of life, a life of joyful expectations, not passive anticipation, focusing on today, on the opportunities that are ours today, in that relationship to which God calls us. In the midst of our community, to focus on relationships, on family and community, on the world, especially the poor and the suffering and the planet itself, believing the promises that will come true, investing in the promises of God and acting accordingly. This is how Christ comes into the world and into our lives today, into our homes and into our families, an opportunity that we do not want to miss. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before God our Father and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones." His coming has already happened in history and to us personally. We just need to look for him with joyful anticipation, or is it more joyful awareness of Emmanuel, of God who is with us and has been so all along.